Police station, Mooney speaking. Wait a minute. Calm down, I can't understand you.
Clowns,
what?
Clowns are at my front door. They're destroying property. They're
clowns, huh?
And
now they're at your front door, huh?
Your throat seen that, buddy. I'ma chop it. See, the ideas that make you die.
Stop it.
I don't know why, but your heartbeat offends me. I need to cut you off at the windpipe desperately.
Like, how about cutting your own neck?
I did 17 times. Why you think I talk like this before I cut myself?
This was my voice.
Now give me your neck pipe. You don't have no fucking choice.
I'm not ready to die.
Neither was Eazy-E. What makes you so fucking special? You can escape the reef.
You mean Wraith?
I said Wraith. Now shut the fuck up and give me your windpipe so I can cut that motherfucker.
Pick somebody else.
I'm picking anybody I can find, and you happen to be the next motherfucking lad.
Okay, let's do it.
Keep still right there and about 1, 2, 3 of those motherfuckers out of here.
When I'm crooked, took it and shook it, ripped it and unzipped it, and waited for the nurse guy to bring me my tray. Jumped him from behind and turned his head backwards my way. Took all his keys and a crate of methadone. Masturbated at myself and leaped out the window. Then I turned around and went right back inside. Once I realized I could've grabbed a gang of formaldehyde. Suddenly another fucking guard shot me. I played the whole movie, shits off like
you got me.
Laid there playing dead, and when he checked my pockets, I jabbed my fucking thumb knuckle deep in his eye sockets. By now there was guards everywhere. I'm steady cutting heads off, surfing on a wheelchair. Too many bullets finally put me away. But was it the real violence?